from Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest. This is Counterexample Cricket in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Before Counterexample Cricket taught at the ProofQuest Academy, she spent 11 years as a quality checker in a buttons factory. Her job was simple to say and hard to do. A machine stamped out thousands of identical brass buttons an hour, and somebody had to catch the bad one. Not most of the bad ones, the bad one. The single button in 10,000 with a crooked hole, the one that would jam a tailor's needle. Cricket, a small, sharp-eyed cricket with quick legs, was the best catcher the factory had ever had. While everyone else watched the river of buttons and saw sameness, Cricket watched and saw, every so often, the one that was different. A young apprentice named Fen once watched her work. "They all look perfect to me," Fen said. "How do you find the one bad one?" "I'm not looking for the perfect ones," Cricket said, not taking her eyes off the line. "Everyone watches the perfect ones. I'm only ever looking for the exception, the single one that breaks the pattern. You can say all these buttons are good 1,000 times and be right, but it only takes one crooked button to make all good a lie." Her leg shot out and plucked a button from the stream. She held it up, a crooked hole. "There, one is all it takes."
Cricket had been a finder of exceptions since she was small. She'd grown up in a meadow full of older crickets who loved to make grand pronouncements. "All red berries are sour. Every tall grass hides a spider. Nobody crosses the stream in autumn." The whole meadow ran on these sweeping rules, and little Cricket noticed something that troubled her. The rules were treated as proven simply because no one had ever seen them break. One autumn, she found a sweet red berry, just one. She brought it to the meadow elder. "You said all red berries are sour," she said, holding it out. "But this one is sweet, so all red berries are sour can't be true. I found the one that doesn't fit." The elder tasted it and was quiet a long time. "One berry," he finally said, "and my whole rule falls down." "That's what I keep noticing," Cricket said. "A rule about everything is a fragile thing. It only takes one exception to break it, and the rule doesn't get a vote." She felt that day something she'd never quite had words for. Not the meanness of proving someone wrong, but the cleanness of it. The truth had a way of resting on a single small thing that didn't fit. And she seemed to be the one who saw it.
When she was grown, a mathematician from the ProofQuest Academy heard about the cricket who could topple any always with a single except and came to the buttons factory to find her. "What is disproof by counterexample?" the mathematician asked. Cricket plucked one last cricket button from the line and set down her tools. "It's the quickest disproof there is," she said. "When somebody claims that every something has some property, every number, every shape, every case, I don't have to argue with the whole claim. I just have to find one example where it fails. One, a single counterexample, and the claim is finished, no matter how many cases agreed with it first." She dusted off her legs. "Proving a rule true is hard work. You must show it holds in every case. But proving one false? That's a single honest exception." "And if you can't find one?" the mathematician asked. "Then maybe the rule is true, and it's someone else's job to prove it for all cases," Cricket said. "I don't prove the always. I'm the one who checks whether the always can survive me. Most can't." The mathematician offered her the post on the spot.
Cricket's favorite thing to teach was that finding the exception is a kindness, not an attack. A bright, anxious student named Dove once brought her a claim he was proud of. "I've figured it out," he said. "Every number you get by adding two odd numbers is odd. I checked. 1 plus 3 is..." "Wait," he stopped.
1 plus 3 is 4. Go on," Cricket said gently.
4 is even," Dove whispered, crestfallen. "I've found my own counterexample. My rule's wrong. I feel like an idiot. You feel like a mathematician, Cricket corrected warmly. Listen, you made a claim, and then you were honest enough to test it, and you found the one case that breaks it. That's not failing. That's the whole job. Imagine if you'd never checked, if you'd carried that wrong rule around for years. She topped the page. The counterexample didn't make you wrong. It saved you from staying wrong. 1 + 3 = 4. Your old rule is gone. And now you get to find the true one. Two odds always add to an even. You're closer to the truth than you were a minute ago, not further. Dov looked at his crossed out rule with new eyes. So the exception helped me. The exception always helps, Cricket said. It only ever feels like losing. Later, when the academy had gone quiet, Cricket sat on the windowsill of her classroom, where a single crooked brass button, her very first catch, hung on a thread as a keepsake. Fenn, now a student at the academy, found her there. Can I ask you something? Doesn't it ever feel lonely, being the one who always notices the thing that doesn't fit? Everyone else gets to agree with each other. You're always the exception finder. Cricket turned the little crooked button so it caught the light. It used to feel lonely, she admitted. In the meadow, being the one who said, "But what about this one?" it made me the odd voice, the one breaking everybody's nice agreement. I worried it made me difficult. She smiled. But I came to understand what I was really doing. I wasn't tearing down rules to be contrary. I was protecting people from leaning on something that would give way. Every false always I caught was a crooked button somebody didn't end up jamming their needle on. She looked out at the dark academy grounds. And as Fenn settled on the windowsill beside her, Cricket felt the quiet warmth she'd carried since that first sweet berry. The gladness of knowing that noticing the one that doesn't fit isn't being difficult or cold. It's a way of caring, holding the truth steady for everyone by being brave enough to point gently at the single small exception that everyone else had hoped wouldn't be there.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to counterexample Cricket. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.